If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
We mentioned this yesterday. The two activists who filmed the undercover videos of Planned Parenthood are charged with 15 felonies. Ha ha. Ha ha.
What you got?
Ha ha. Thank you. Sue Dunlop, CEO of Planned Parenthood Los Angeles, joins us now. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
You are in D.C., aren't you, doing something fancy?
I am in D.C., and I wish it was something fancy, but it is the hard work of standing up for women's health care, and that work is too damn hard right now.
Boring.
I'm so sorry. I kid.
No, but this was good news, right? The two anti-abortion activists who mounted these hidden camera investigations against Planned Parenthood officials charged with 15 felony counts of violating privacy, blah, 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 and recording without consent. And then, of course, they were just ridiculously edited. But thank God, right?
Well, what's good news about that is it's our legal system saying to the doctors and the providers of Planned Parenthood that you cannot be victimized under the law. We know that our healthcare providers, in particular our doctors, have long been under attack by folks who don't support access to women's health, including abortion. And what this does is send a clear message that you can't break the law just because you don't believe in safe legal abortion.
Right. Well, and I saw Cecile Richards, obviously, on last night.
Superstar, talk, right?
Such superstar.
A wonderful advocate for all the women and men of this country.
Rockstar. Yes, but she was talking about, you know, we were just talking about this latest polling. I mean, people universally hated this Trump care disaster, and they universally support Planned Parenthood, right?
Yeah, did she talk about the Fox News? And I think that's the important key. I otherwise wouldn't come on your show and talk about Fox News, but the
yes.
Fox News did a poll last week and reported that Bernie Sanders and Planned Parenthood are two of the most popular messengers in this country.
Ah.
Fox News is reporting on Planned Parenthood's popularity. You know there's something to it.
Something has gone awry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's hilarious. I love the somebody did a gravestone for Trump care. It said 2017 to 2017 SIDS.
Yeah.
Sudden infant death syndrome.
Right. Well, you know what's so amazing to be here in D.C. this week is to really be able to, and I really want your listeners to know this because I know the resistance is such an important part of the work that you do and that your listeners value, is that the calls, the protests, the marches, if you've ever wondered if they matter,
yep.
We know today that they do. The difference last week, I mean, that shouldn't have happened, right?
Right.
The anti-choice folks, anti-healthcare folks are in charge of every part of our government, and they couldn't get this through. They couldn't do the work of defunding Planned Parenthood. That's thanks to every single person who stood up. And while I think we really need to celebrate that, we need to know that protesting, that marches matter.
Yep.
We also need to know we've got 2 to 4 more years of this work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the Comey hearing, the reaction to this Devin Nunes stunt, and ending the week with this Trump care implosion, I think you're absolutely right. That was the big story of the week. So it was the resistance is working.
The resistance is working and democracy is working. This is what democracy is. It's using your voice. It's standing up. It's showing up and honoring your values. And I'm so proud to be an American right now, even in this incredibly challenging time, to see people standing up and supporting the values that we as Americans know matter.
Yeah.
Just incredible.
That's
powerful,
what I feel like. I feel
and it's working.
Yeah, I feel so proud of each and every one of you listening right now. Put your face up to the radio. Mama loves you. Sue Dunlop loves you. Put your face up to the Free Speech TV. Because it really is amazing. And I think that particularly this Russia stuff, the pressure again is working. It looks like the Senate is going to have to do a real investigation. I don't know what's going to happen in the House, but I think people are demanding answers. And I agree with Chuck Schumer that he should not get a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court that could affect women's health and everything else while he's under FBI investigation. It's absurd.
It's absurd, and I think we have to have faith that our voices matter. And I, for one, cannot imagine a generation of women not having access to Planned Parenthood. In my job, I hear the stories every day of the 1 in 5 women who've come to Planned Parenthood across this country, of the people who turned to Planned Parenthood when they had nowhere else to go. So I can't imagine a Supreme Court that doesn't stand behind Roe versus Wade, or a democracy that doesn't support access to reproductive health. So I'm so grateful to everyone who's standing up for these values and believes in our legal system and believes in the power of their and our voices.
I hate to give you a pop quiz, but you were speaking about women's empowerment. Do you know who Susan B. Anthony is, Sue?
I do know who Susan B. Anthony is.
Okay.
I think
that's surprising.
Do your listeners know who Susan B. Anthony is? I think they probably do.
You know, the president, Sean Spicer, told us yesterday, has always, a key component of his campaign was women's empowerment, if you'll recall.
a key component. And I think, I can't.
Wait, take a listen. This is from yesterday. I love this. Hang on.
And we've had leaders like Susan B. Anthony. Have you heard of Susan B. Anthony? I'm shocked that you've heard of her.
I'd love to show.
Who dreamed of a much more equal and fair future.
He didn't sound like he was reading that at all, did he? He sounds very committed to
women's
empowerment.
I sound like I am reading something. Off of a page.
Sue, we know. She was Frederick Douglass's girlfriend. We all know
right.
that.
Everyone knows that.
Yes.
A tremendous leader of this democratic moment, really reaching back into history for those incredibly empowering figures that he honors and respects each and every day with his work.
Right.
Oh, wow. You could be a politician.
Yeah,
that was good.
Really good.
That was nicely done, Sue. Well,
thanks,
what's
for that.
That's some professional BSing right there.
Obviously, I think we all feel like we dodged a bullet to a degree with this, the Trump care thing, but you know, I mean, the work is not finished, right? I mean, sure, Planned Parenthood, they keep trying, right? They've tried forever to defund Planned Parenthood, and they're not done, right?
Yeah, in all seriousness, Planned Parenthood's been here for 100 years, and I have to say, this is one of the most challenging and frightening times in our history. I have great confidence that we'll be here for the next 100 years, but we need to celebrate the moment that was last week. That was a victory that so many people fought so hard for, but we're going to have to fight again and again. And being here in D.C., we've heard this moment described in D.C. as chaos at best. I can tell you that's exactly what's happening here. The phones are ringing when you're in congressional offices, the lines to get into the different office buildings. They're 20 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes just to get through security. You can tell that there's not a clear... While there are many leaders, if we look to the Oval Office for leadership, it's just not there right now, and it's truly a chaotic moment in our democracy.
Right.
And in that context, if we want to protect access to women's health, if we want the next generation of women, men, and families to have access to Planned Parenthood, we have to know that at every turn there's something coming at us, and that's intended to make our patients, women, men, families, doctors more vulnerable, and we just can't stand for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I take heart in that, you know, they already appear to be panicking over the Gorsuch nomination because, obviously Democrats are united. But as I was saying, Sue, I mean, remember the whole argument about, oh, Obama doesn't get a pick because it's the last year of his presidency. I'm quite confident this is the last year of Donald Trump's presidency, certainly if everything is proven that he is under investigation for. So there's that alone. I mean, first of all, it's a stolen seat. It's Merrick Garland's seat. Mm-hmm. And so this White House is under a cloud, Sue, and this is a lifetime appointment. And as you know, it's going to affect all of these issues that you and I care so much about. And so I think you're absolutely right that from the women's marches to the airport, rally, all of that stuff, it's working, right?
Yeah, we have to keep showing up. We have to show up for immigrants. We have to show up for women's health. We have to show up for gun safety. We have to show up for education. It's not going to stop, and it's every single value that this country is founded on and that we believe in is under attack right now. So we have to take our wins, but we also have to know that our opponents are going to get smarter. So we have to get more sophisticated, keep showing up, and know that I actually believe they're going to get better at using our democratic systems, and we're going to have to get better along with them. And we can't turn away from the Supreme Court nominee or anything else that's happening right now. So we all know that the Supreme Court is sort of the final arbiter in a very real sense. And I share your concern that having someone take over one of those incredibly important seats in a contested, at best, dynamic is not a good thing for this country and not a good thing for any of the values that I hold dear.
Yeah. I mean, there are only so many heart greens and super beats I can send to Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I mean,
I love those super beats. I have
thank
to tell you.
Thank you very much. But there's a limit, Sue. All right. Sue Dunlop, wait, were you in the fearsome Maxine Waters office this week?
I saw Maxine Waters. What a hero. But, you know, that's the story of this moment. So many of our leaders are stepping up. And sort of, Maxine's always been an incredible advocate and had such a powerful voice.
Yep.
But it's incredible to see Ted Lieu, Adam Schiff, Linda Sanchez, Kamala Harris, so many people following in the footsteps.
Our California resistance is fierce. Am I right, girlfriend? I was like, when I first heard, I was like, wait a minute, Bill O'Reilly said, what about Maxine Waters? You our come California for one of us in the California resistance. You come for all of us, man.
Our California resistance is fierce, and frankly, it has to be, because in California, we know we've long celebrated the values that are contested right now, and so we have a different level of power and a different level of obligation to stand up right now. So every single Californian in the legislature, their voices, I expect them to be every bit as loud.
Yeah, you were on last time with Kevin DeLeon, who's obviously our state senator out here, who hired Eric Holder, and we're the fifth largest economy in the world, Sue, and we speak with one respectful voice when we say, screw you, Cheetolini. Go ahead. come for our sanctuary cities. Come for Maxine Waters. See what happens.
Yep, and anyone who doesn't stand up in California is missing this moment and not understanding the unique role we can play and have to play right now.
Yep. All right, come home, Lassie. Come home.
All right. Thank you so much.
We'll see you soon. There she all goes. Right. Sue Dunlop, CEO, Planned Parenthood Los Angeles. Come on. We got all the best. Our resistance warriors are, you know, fantastic.